listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
So this is going to be the last show for a couple of weeks because I am going to Ottawa, dropping off my kids with the in-laws. My wife and I are going to New York. I'm going to spend some time with Curtis Powers. Look for me on The Face Radio, Curtis Powers Soul Rendezvous. Then it's back to Ottawa for another week with a few days in Montreal, visiting Parc a Pat and Napoleon 67, hopefully. All the while, of course, searching for new material to be playing on the show. So my hope is to return from this epic trip with a nice juicy stack of great music for you. So to some of my favorite listeners who look forward to the show, like Chris Rumble in the UK, Julian in Germany, fret not guys, in the end it should be worth the wait.
Just act twice. you and me getting too tired. Why doesn't he get a haircut? Why doesn't he shave? You know, he used to be such a nice looking fella before he grew that awful beard.
That's what my mama and daddy keep saying to me. And every time they down you, boy, I try to make them see that though your hair is long and your mind stays in the sky, for me, you're the right guy.
Condition red, baby, please stay away.
Admittedly, that song took a bit of a dark turn. Very sort of Shangri-La's-esque track by a band called The Goodies. And this is an interesting thing about the label. It came out on the Hip label in the United States, which usually when stuff like that happens, when it comes out in Canada, it's usually on Rio or Quality. But it came out on Stax in Canada, distributed by Quality, which is very odd, and I'd be interested in knowing the story behind that. Right before that, I played Christine Quaite with her only US/Canadian release, which she actually did get on the Billboard charts at number 85 with in May of 1964, outselling the original version by well-known American singer Janie Grant. Her records came after the remarkable success of 13-year-old Helen Shapiro in 1961, and it sort of sparked a whole new trend in British pop. And in the wake of that, numerous precociously talented schoolgirls landed recording contracts, but none could really match the chart success of Helen Shapiro. Christine Quaite released a series of strong recordings on Oreo in the UK, but it was that release, which I have on Quality, Tell Mama is the name of that song, which got her into the US charts. And I started everything off with the Pixies 3, 442 Glenwood Avenue on Mercury.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton.
I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for heaven. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine. Whoop. About to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine. Whoop. About to step down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
All you have to do is touch.
Wonderful.
My hand.
Wonderful.
To show me you.
Wonderful.
Understand.
Wonderful.
Happens to me.
Wonderful.
That's some kind of wonderful. Anytime my little world
wonderful.
Is blue.
Wonderful.
I just have to
wonderful.
Look at you.
Wonderful.
And everything seems
wonderful.
To be
wonderful.
Some kind of wonderful.
So
Raise your hands, everybody who thought that that was originally an Animals track. It was not. That was the original version of Outcast by Eddie and Ernie on the Eastern label. I started that set off with a classic popcorn track by Lee Dorsey, Working in a Coal Mine. It would have come out on AMI in the United States. I have it on Quality. This episode is just full of quality. Sandwich in the middle there was Idalia Boyd, who happens to be Little Eva's little sister, a track called Some Kind of Wonderful, although not the Soul Brother 6 version, and this is on the Dimension label, which was also Little Eva's label.
So bad, can't light my cigarette. You start walking toward me and my groove comes all undone. If I could get my feet to move, I turn around and run. My pulse is beating faster and I'm heading for disaster. Here I go, higher, higher. Here I go, higher, higher. Here I go. Get me to the world on time. Body starts in acting strange. You shake up all my hormones. You put me through a change. This chemical reaction isn't easy to define. You drive me to distraction. You disturb my peace of mind. You got me spinning like a top now, and I don't know how to stop now. Is this what love's all about? Lately I feel so without. Wild sensations, sweet frustrations. You get me going and there's no slowing me down. Here I go, oh, here I go, oh, oh, here I go, oh, oh.
Psych at its most psychiest. The Electric Prunes started everything off. Get Me to the World on Time, and that's on Reprise. After that, considered one of Canada's greatest psych bands, The Cycle, track called God on Tamarack. And finally, flipping over Green Tambourine, The Lemon Pipers, a track called No Help From Me, and that's on Buddha.
Thank you. that's teasing you, though she's pleasing you with those smiles she's putting down. You're the jabbiest cat in town. Don't you know that my baby loves me? Go on and work your show. That's the way things go. But can't you see? She belongs to me. Don't you know that my baby loves me? But it's all right. She's with you tonight. But it won't be for long. My baby will be coming home. Don't you know that my baby loves me? Now watch what she does when it's time to go home. She'll get a cab. She'll be going home alone. Don't you know that my baby loves me? You done bought a lot of drinks. She's as high as she can be. She'll get a cab. She'll be coming home to me. Don't you know that my baby loves me? You're nothing but a popcorn sucker, John. They call you the island man, 'cause you think you're raising sand. They call you Doc.
You are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
What would an hour with Mod Marty be if there was no Northern Soul? It would be no kind of On Target, that's for sure. The San Remo Strings started everything off there. Hungry for Love is the name of that track. It's a Rick-Tick track that I have on the Canadian Rio label. After that, Bobby Garrett, I Can't Get Away, another classic, Merwood. And finally, Willie T, I flipped over Walking Up a One-Way Street for the Delicious Popcorn track, Teasing You. That's on the Atlantic label.
Oh,
Johnny Taylor singing about his love bones on the Stax label, starting everything off there. Followed that with the Angels, the boy with the green eyes. Lovely harmonies in that song. That's on RCA Victor. And finally, the original version of Shake a Tail Feather. That's the Five Dew Tones. Again, on Quality. Came out on the Wonderful label in the U.S.
Like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true, like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Dive stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure. Success at all.
You remember last week when I played Eddie Hodges' New Orleans, and I said that I had come across a couple of his records. So that's the second one. That's a cover of a Bob Dylan track called Love Minus Zero, and that one is on the Aurora label. After that, Paul Revere and the Raiders, She's So Fine, on Jordan. All I can find out about that record is that they did that single and an EP on the Jordan label during the time that they were with Columbia CBS. It was about 1966, so it was during the Kix era, but there's no other singles with that song on it. So, kind of like a side project. Followed that up by flipping over that amazing version of Sticks and Stones I played last week by the Lions, a track called Skinny Mini on the Triola label from Denmark.
Je suis pi, c'est ma nouvelle philosophie. Hippipi, hourra, vive le Moukroutra. Ce qui me casse la figure, ce qui me marche sur les pieds, ce qui me cogne en voiture, ce qui me cogne sur le nez. Papa, maman, toute la famille, l'église, l'armée et la patrie. Je les aime, je les aime, je les aime. Je suis pi, c'est ma nouvelle philosophie. Hippipi, hurrah, vive le Moukroutra. Je me suis tatoué des fleurs sur la poitrine, et puis ailleurs j'ai loué une place sur un bateau qui partait pour San Francisco. Je suis hippie, je suis hippie, c'est ma nouvelle philosophie. Hippie hip, hourra, vive le Moukroutra. Si vous ne m'aimez pas, ça n'a aucune importance. C'est moi qui vous aime, et vive la France.
Le tout petit, petit Cupidon. Ce mini-dieu de l'amour, tout dernièrement, m'a joué le tour. Il m'a prise par la main, m'a entraîné le long du chemin. Et comme par hasard, j'ai rencontré un gars très charmant. J'en rêve toutes les Cupid.
Cupidon. Ce mini-dieu de l'amour, certainement, conjouera le tour. Ce mini-dieu de l'amour, certainement, conjouera le tour. Ce mini-dieu de l'amour, certainement, conjouera le tour.
Whenever I head off to Montreal, I always like to play a little bit of that cheeky, lovely French yay-yay music that just says European joie de vivre, je ne sais quoi. Starting in France, Jacques Dutronc, hippie hippie hurrah, that's on Vogue. And then skipping over to Quebec, Danny Aube, Cupidon, which means Cupid, on Trans Canada. Thanks for hanging out with me, guys. Remember, I am not here for the next couple of weeks. I'll be back for August 18th with a whole bunch of new stuff, I'm sure of it. Until then, don't forget, there's 178 hours of catalog shows, which you can find at umfm.com, and something like 25 of them at Podomatic. So until I get back, bon voyage.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.